Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Yeah, I just want to go a little bit backwards in the history of Kantari. In 2003, there was a journalist from the New York Times. He came to Tibet and he wrote about Paul and me, about the school we did in Tibet. And he also mentioned about our future dream. And we told him that we wanted to go to the south of India to start a center for social change makers. And he wrote about that as well. And luckily, one Keralite read it in America. He normally never used to read, or not never, but not very often, used to read the New York Times. And once he had to urgently get something to read, and he luckily took this newspaper. He read the article, which was well placed on the back of the New York Times, and he decided to get us here to Kerala. This was Naveen Ramachandran, and we are very, very happy that he's here. For the first time, actually, he's here to be in the panel. Now, in this year, we have a premiere after 9 years. So we started the whole journey with the first batch in 2009. And now we had 9 batches, and this is the 9th batch. And for the first time, we want to introduce the harvest, so to say. We would like to introduce the alumni, not, of course, not all of them, because then we would have maybe 120 working projects. From 160 graduates, 120 are really making social change. And I do feel it's a good outcome, right? Yes. So, at least something we did right. So, now, these 120 are coming from 38 different countries. And a lot of them are working or are running their own NGOs or initiatives or campaigns. And some of them have cooperated with likewise organizations or are working under other organizations. And that doesn't really matter. What matters for us, it is that they're really doing social impact, that they are changing changing the mindset of the people, because for us, social change is mindset change. Now, today we have 9 alumni from 5 different countries. They are coming from Rwanda, Malaysia, Nepal, India, and Myanmar. Did I forget anyone? No, I think not. From India, from a lot of different places, here from Kerala, of course, but then also from Bihar, from Odisha, and Meghalaya. Now I would like to introduce the first person who will come on stage. This is Joan from Malaysia. And Joan is working with another organization on her own project, which is called Upstream, and she's also coordinating the alumni, which is a very, very important thing, because once the people are out here, what will they do without this amazing network? And she is working on this network to function all around the world. Please welcome Joan Chuan from Malaysia.
Upstream International is an initiative where we train life skills training, like interconnection, intercommunication skills. We also want to expose our beneficiaries to art, fashions, and international exchange program. We believe by doing this for people with disability, through people with disability, and collaborating with organizations around the world. Upstream, empowering, using experience, change through action. As Sab say, that's my first identity. And the more important identity, I think, as part of Kantari and alumni, is having a Kantari network for the alumni. In this network, we want to provide a network and also a space for all the alumni graduates 160 and more of us going to come from tomorrow to join us where we want to create regional networks, geography networks, topical networks, where all these Qantari participants and Qantari alumni can come together to collaborate, to support each other, and to provide a support mechanism so that we can be the voice for each other, be the shoulder for each other, and also be the joy for each other. Thank you very much.
3 years ago, we went to Africa, to East Africa, different countries, and we also went to Rwanda. Actually, first of all, we thought maybe we are going to set up another Qantari over there. And yeah, we had a lot of talks with different people. We came to a different solution. That it's much better to have alumni from Africa, from the countries, to do what we are doing and to spread the spice in such a way to get this Qantari little chili over there into these different countries. And on our journey, we met Manzi, born Norman Manzi. He is a survivor of the genocide, very charismatic, amazing personality. And he started, after his Qantari training, he started the Dream Village. Please welcome Manzi from Rwanda.
The country I come from is known as the land of so many hills and a million smiles. Today it is talked about to be one of the cleanest countries in the whole world. However, 23 years back, this same beautiful country experienced a genocide where more than 1 million people were killed. I was a survivor of the 1994 genocide. The genocide increased HIV cases in my country just because the girls and women were raped as a weapon to make them nothing. Today, in a country of 12 million, more than 200 are HIV positive. However, regardless of this reality, there are no initiatives that support people like that. There is still stigmatization. They are sidelined. People still believe if you are HIV positive, you have gotten a death sentence. However, Dream Village, my organization, wants to change that and has done it. We start by breaking the miscommunication surrounding HIV, breaking self-stigmatization, showing people that they can follow their future. I have good news for each one of you today. You want to know the good news? In every HIV person, there is good news. The good news is that there is a talent, there is a potential, there is a light, a fire that can light up the whole world. You may be asking, why do I dream like that? My sister was raped during the genocide, and a few years she was HIV positive. I have seen how she has suffered. I have seen how she has been isolated. However, I have seen how she has stood up, and today she's living positively and well. She's a mirror to how I see millions of people suffering from the problem of HIV. Dream Village, we want to see people in my country who are seen as social change agents, regardless of being HIV positive, rather than object of poverty. Thank you.
Many people, or many social change makers, they apply to Qantari and they come here and then they have this big dream of building a center in a beautiful environment, and of course they know the Qantari campus. Now, Nagendra from Nepal was one of these dreamers who talked about this beautiful center in a beautiful environment. And last July, we came to Nepal and we saw what he has done. And that was very impressive. Indeed, right next to a beautiful jungle, there is now starting step by step, stone by stone, his center, Sachem Rule Nepal. And I think if you visit Nepal, you need to go there and see what he has done. Nagendra from Nepal, please welcome him.
Thank you, Sabriya. My name is Nagendra. I'm from Nepal. Nepal is a beautiful country, you know all. Despite the huge potential natural resources, Nepal is suffering, notoriously suffering by corruption. Nepal is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. And the main reason of the corruption is lack of ethical and sustainable leadership in our country. Local leaders has a wide range of responsibility for economical and infrastructure development. But our local leaders never, most of them never visited university, neither they have got opportunity for tailor reliable training. So that they're not being well prepared to carry out their responsibility. First, each year, huge, beautiful projects either misused or become frauds. Thus, our goals, our mission is to empower these local leaders by a tailored training program. We are providing them how to manage the project, how to distribute the budget fairly and transparently. We want to create a beautiful society where budget distributed fairly and administration is transparent and people feel pride towards their local leaders. And we are working for that. And currently we have a good curriculums, a beautiful training centers. Already we have two signed projects. And we are working, we have a team. Finally, I would like to say this is become possible, or it could not be possible if I was not here in 2014. Therefore, on the behalf of all the beneficiaries from Nepal and from my side and my organization, I would like to thanks to all Kanthari team, because this initiation I got from here, and I always feel I will always get energy while I come here. And I also wish in this time to my friend, young guys, please go back and start your project soon as possible. You can see change within you in your time. And you are now with the right people in the right place. Thank you so much.
Thank you.